Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may know, the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny having been poisoned in highly suspicious circumstances, has since been thrown into a labour camp by the Russian authorities. He is the sort of person that Amnesty International would categorise as a prisoner of conscience. But last week, Amnesty withdrew that designation because of previous anti-immigration statements he'd made. Not everyone's happy about this. Ronan McRae is a professor of constitutional and European law at University College London, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Ronan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is the designation of being a prisoner of conscience, does that require a wide range of criteria to fulfil that?
Well, I think there's a narrow issue in this, in Navalny, and then there's a broader issue in relation to what's happened to Amnesty. So in the past, Amnesty was very much focused on prisoners of conscience. And their idea was, if you're locked up for your peacefully held views, then you're a prisoner of conscience, and we fight for you. And it doesn't matter what the substance of your views are, if they're right-wing or left-wing. The problem is locking people up for their opinions. Now they're saying, well, we think you should probably release Navalny, but he's not a prisoner of conscience because of these statements. Statements he made in 2007. Mm. So part of it is a kind of unhealthy judgmentalism where you think if someone doesn't agree with you on everything, then they can't be a prisoner of conscience. But also, if you say we will only recognize as prisoner of conscience people who don't have any views that we disagree with, then you're just not in the business of protecting prisoners of conscience. You're in some other business. And that's the problem, I think. The broader problem is that Amnesty's now got themselves involved in so many other issues, gay rights, migrant rights, poverty, mental health, abortion rights, that they've become a bit more like a political party. And the problem is, if you're dealing with authoritarian regimes like the Russian regime, they're always going to say, well, you're only criticizing us because you're against our politics. And Amnesty used to be able to say, we're only interested in prisoners of conscience. But now they can't say that because they got this whole other range of policies. And worse, now it's happened that these new policies have kind of eaten their foundational goal, because they can no longer advocate for prisoners of conscience because they're only willing to recognize people who agree with them as prisoners of conscience.
So it's, I suppose one could say perhaps it's mission creep, and because of it expanded the range of interests, it's affected the original core thing that they were about.
Yeah, and you know, look, Amnesty is full of well-intentioned people. Most of the goals that they ended up backing, I'd back myself. But the problem is, why is Amnesty doing it? There are other people, there are gay rights charities, migrant rights charities, poverty action groups. There are all of these other groups. So why was Amnesty getting involved? And you know, you might think, well, they might lose the focus a bit, but it's worse because they needed to not be seen as politically partisan to do the work of advocating for prisoners of conscience. And now they've got such a broad agenda, they just can't do it anymore. They don't have the political neutrality necessary to do that.
Mm, but was it historically the case that Amnesty would support anyone who was locked up for their views, no matter how appalling? One assumes occasionally there might be an individual with appalling views who might have been locked up for that Amnesty wouldn't be that comfortable with.
They didn't support people who used violence. And there was a big issue about Nelson Mandela in the past because of the ANC did use violence. But in general, the criteria was peacefully held views. So not violently held, they wouldn't. Peacefully held, they would. But that's really become, it's narrowed down in two ways. First, now they're saying peacefully held views that don't amount to hatred. Now, hatred is a very slippery concept. You know, and particularly with norms changing so much as they are in, you know, rapidly, people who had views that were quite mainstream probably 10, 20 years ago might be seen as having, by some standards, views motivated by hatred now. And now that Amnesty is involved in so many other issues and are willing then to say that views expressed in 2007, 14 years ago, that are totally separate from the views that he's being imprisoned for, disqualified from being a prisoner of conscience. Mm. And that's a catastrophe for the defence of prisoner of conscience. It just means that we need another organisation who's willing to do that.
Yeah, well, I think they accept that themselves, that their statements he made a long time ago, that was, I understand it, he hasn't backed away, he hasn't disowned those sentiments, and it is something of an issue in Russia. Plus, from my reading of the Amnesty statement, they almost admitted that there had been a campaign to discredit him with Amnesty, and that this was a drum that the Russian government has been beating for some time about him.
Yes, yeah, so to be fair to Amsterdam, they were hoping that this wouldn't leak. So they were hoping to keep it an internal matter, that they weren't going to refer to him as a prisoner of conscience anymore. Now, it's obviously much worse that it's leaked. But even if it hadn't leaked, think what they're saying. They're saying we will only recognize as a prisoner of conscience someone who hasn't said anything that we disagree with. And that's just not... If you do that, then you're not advocating for prisoners of conscience. You're advocating for people who agree with you. And it's not effective to advocate for people who agree with you, because the totalitarian regimes who lock people up for their views will then just say, well, you're only going after us because you agree with this person. Mm. What was great about Amnesty in the past, in the Cold War, was they were energetically went after the Soviet Union for locking up people, dissidents, and also after right-wing dictatorships. They didn't distinguish. Now that they have what amounts to a broad agenda as a political party, it's just not possible for them to do that. So the expansion of their role has kind of eaten up their founding objective, which was prisoners of conscience.
Yeah. I don't know. How much impact can that have, or does that have in the modern world? I don't think that the Russians really give a fig what Amnesty International, what they call Navalny, or, you know, what term they use in relation to him.
I'm not sure about that, though, because, you know, you see, if you look at totalitarian regimes, they never come out and they never say, we just locked him up because he felt like it. They do want some veneer of respectability. Same with Viktor Orban or the Polish government. They don't say, we don't care about liberal democratic values. We don't care about judicial independence. They always actually try and pretend that they are they're respecting these fundamental norms. And even the Soviet Union kind of used to try and pretend that it had some degree of freedom for dissidents. And the fact that they want to have that pretense means people do have leverage over them. And if you have organizations that really are strict, and I see it's tempting to get involved in these important issues like migrant rights, gay rights, abortion. I can see why people want to get involved. They're good issues. Sometimes it's fun. It's had to be involved in these things. But you need the discipline to stay focused if you're going to do the job you're set up to do.
Yeah,
and lack of focus has cost it the ability to do the job it was set up to do.
I would imagine that at least part of their argument might be that these various other rights campaigns that they're interconnected with the core mission, if you like, because if you don't fight for gay rights, for instance, in certain countries, you're going to end up with prisoners of conscience. So they're trying to reduce the number of it by fighting for those rights in the first place.
But I think that's in a way is the definition of mission creep. If you kind of say anything that is tangentially related to our issue will then take over, it spreads. And then, you know, you see Amnesty's poverty campaigns. Poverty is a bad thing. But if you're campaigning, there are lots of other organizations who can do that. Amnesty was the only organization that was just focused on prisoners of conscience. And as I said, being politically partisan undermines your ability to actually do that job.
Ronan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Ronan McCrae there. He's a professor of constitutional and European law at University College London. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. 70 words for field.
Moncrief on News Talk.